Luke, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. Luke, you know what? A few months ago, we were talking like the Coyotes were one of the surprise teams in the NHL in a playoff spot, fairly comfortably at that point. And then I don't know if reality hit, goaltending issues, or you know, the team maybe just became the team that people thought. Well, what changed suddenly over the last 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a few things. They got to this portion of the season where the schedule has just been brutal, and they knew it was coming, but you're starting to see signs of having a young team. They had that road trip of 5 games against pretty much all top teams heading right into the trade deadline, and they were kind of putting a lot on that trip. And they played well in 3 of those 5 games, but just couldn't quite finish those games, and so they just had no points to show for it, and that's kind of led to the downfall here lately. And like you said, I mean, Louis Domingue's been great in net, but he wasn't even on the NHL roster to start the year. They've lost both of those goalies, and that hurts.
For sure. And I was looking at their schedule. Man, they had a ton of back-to-back games. And in a month, they had 4 sets of them.
Yeah, and I mean, mixed into those back-to-backs were Washington and Pittsburgh and Dallas and Chicago. I mean, it's everybody plays the same schedule, so they knew this was coming. But it's been a rough month.
Oliver Ekman-Larsson not going to go tonight. Do you think he plays tomorrow in Edmonton?
You know, it's close. It's tough to keep him off the ice. He had 188 game Ironman streak before the last game. The play where he got hurt looked pretty awkward, but he did skate today, so I wouldn't rule him out for tomorrow. But they're also not going to rush him back.
Yeah, obviously. Now with him not there, no one can replace his minutes, because I think Ekman-Larsson might be one of the most underrated players in the National Hockey League. But I guess who gets forced with the task to try to eat his minutes?
Well, the other night, Kevin Connaughton kind of stepped into his role. And Connaughton has, ever since he joined the Coyotes, has been a real revelation for that blue line. They got a lot of those young players that are either unrestricted free agents or even restricted free agents at the end of the season. They're kind of working some of these guys out almost on a tryout basis during actual NHL games. And of all of them, Kevin Connaughton has really stepped up more than probably anybody.
Young player, the whole Jared Tenorti situation, Luca, seems surprising that this was something that maybe the test happened before the trade, they're suggesting. So obviously not even in his time in Arizona. What do you make of this whole situation? I know Tenorti came out and owned up to it and said, hey, I put something in that I shouldn't have put in. And I appreciate it. I really wish the NHL would maybe put out what it is, because when you see sometimes when a guy fails a drug test, in a lot of cases, it's not this high energy, performance enhancing drug like that some people think. A lot of cases, it's just some weird thing that they overlook.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're right. It's hard to tell. There's so many different supplements out there that you can have mixed into your food or your protein shake or whatever, and you don't even realize that it's going to be an issue. And, unfortunately, you don't really realize until it comes up that it was an issue, and by that point, it's too late. So, I don't know all the details of the full story of what exactly happened, but you're right. It sounds like it happened well before he ever got to the Coyotes, and just nobody knew, and that trade was made, and It's certainly a shame for Jared Tenorti, because, like I said, they're working a lot of these young guys in and giving guys opportunities specifically on that blue line. And right now with Oliver Ekman-Larsson out too, he's somebody that would have stepped in, and he wouldn't have gotten 25 minutes a night, but he would have got minutes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he would have played some minutes. You're right. Not necessarily a top minute eater whatsoever. Michael Stone has become kind of that number two defenseman in Arizona, at least minutes played when you look at it. How is Stone progressing?
You know, Stone. I thought Stone took a huge step forward last year, and then this year he's kind of bounced around. Whether it's on that top pairing with Oliver Ekman-Larsson at the start of the year, they've been playing Connor Murphy with OEL for a while, and he's moving around. They're using him on the power play a little bit because he's got a great shot. It's just a matter of getting that shot on net. But in terms of just pure velocity on his shot, there might not be anybody on the Coyotes with more power in their shot, and so that's definitely one of his biggest assets to this team. And also, he's a right-handed defenseman. They don't have a lot of those.
Yeah, well, very few teams do, at least good ones that can play, for sure. What's the prognosis on Mike Smith? Like, obviously, he's done for this season, but they expecting a full recovery for him next year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess they haven't necessarily ruled him out for this season, but it's kind of one of those situations where why would you rush him back, obviously? They also don't want Louis Domingue to have to play every single night, though. So if Mike Smith were able to go and they thought it was going to be to his benefit to get some games in this year, I don't think they'd rule that out. But I think the assumption is definitely that he'll be back and good to go for next season.
And what you saw from Smith, because last year, of course, was a frustrating one for him. And this year, until he got injured, he looked kind of like the Mike Smith before. But they clearly need to find the successor to Mike Smith. Do you think they have one?
The one silver lining here is it really has looked like Louis Domingue is probably the clear-cut next guy in line. And that wasn't something they necessarily knew coming into this season. Now, they had Mike Smith, and they were leaning on him at the NHL level. But below that, they had a bunch of prospects that they knew a little bit about, but you weren't sure who was going to really take the reins. And Louis Domingue was probably the favorite to do it. But I believe he's logged more minutes than any NHL player since the middle of December. And he had a rough patch there when they were playing the Blackhawks and the Kings and the Ducks. But prior to that, he was phenomenal. And even since then, he's been a pretty stabilizing force in net.
So you look, he's going to go tonight in Calgary?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so then will the Oilers get Trudel?
Well, they sent Troila down and they brought up Merrick Langhammer.
Oh, okay.
Troila had one game, and it was against Anaheim when the Ducks were just on an absolute tear. It'll be interesting to see how Dave Tippett handles the back-to-back here, because Langhammer doesn't have NHL experience either, and they don't want to throw a guy in under those circumstances. But like I said, Louis Domingue, he's played 27 of the last 29 games, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He started 13 games this season, has a .911 save percentage on a team that, you know, obviously gives up a lot right now because of their youth. And, Dave Tippett has been the guy that has, for a long time, made more with nothing maybe than any other coach in the league. For Tippett, where's his mindset at? Like, does he ever get worn down at all? Because there's a lot of nights where he knows he just does not have as much talent.
The only time I ever saw Dave Tippett get to the point where you could tell he was getting pretty fed up with the situation was last year. After the trade deadline, and certainly the Coyotes had to make the moves they made. They ended up getting Anthony Duclair and a bunch of first and second round picks at the trade deadline last year. But after the trade deadline was tough because there was a lot of vets that had been parts of this team that weren't there. That was the most worn down I've ever seen Dave Tippett. This year, he's done a great job of working with these young guys, finding the positives. And there have been a lot of positives. He hasn't had to look far for those, but, it's frustrating for a guy like that that's used to winning, I'm sure, to have some of these stretches right now where they're losing a lot of one-goal games. But one of the things he's so good at is knowing when to find the positives. And then if his team doesn't give the effort that they should be giving, then he'll let them know about that.
Duclair and Domi, of course, have been, very big surprises this year on the ice for those two teams. We saw Domi stand up for his teammate, kind of show the fire that he has. Overall, you look at the Coyotes for this year's draft, like, do they need another, like, is it a center? Is it a winger? What's the most obvious void in Arizona?
Well, I mean, you could always use a center, and certainly the Coyotes could as well. They've got four veteran centers right now, but none of them are real skill guys. They've got Dylan Strome, obviously, down at the OHL level, and so I would assume he's certainly on the track to be up here next year. But still, I mean, he's young. They would love a center, and I think beyond that, they'd probably love a defenseman because they've got a decent amount of wings, and like you said, you've already got two more young wingers in Max Domi and Anthony Duclair up here now. Jordan Martinook's been great for them this season and the role they've asked him to play, and he's a fast guy that can score occasionally as well. So that's another winger. I think their preference would be center, but if they can't do that, they'll go defense.
Interesting you bring up Martinook. Of course, he's from Leduc. Here's a guy who was never drafted, second-round draft pick, but really a kind of a late-developing player, and he's got 9 goals, 23 points this season for the Coyotes. Really in his first full season in the National Hockey League, and he can absolutely flat-out fly. What's impressed you the most about him, and what's got him in the good books of his coach?
I tell you what, he is the quintessential Dave Tippett type player, and that he's just such a hard worker, and you can already rely on him to do whatever they ask him to do on any given night, pretty much every night. I talked to Shane Doan before start of training camp, and I remember asking him, we already know about Domi and Duclair. Give me another rookie that we're going to be talking about this year. He didn't even hesitate. He said Martinook's name, and ironically now he's playing on a line with Martinook and Brad Richardson a lot. He can do so many different things, and he's so versatile. And you said it, he's got the speed. He was putting up great numbers in junior. He gets to the NHL. He's not necessarily asked to be a goal scorer. He's asked to kill penalties and block shots and just kind of do whatever they ask him to do. And it's different from night to night. And he's answered the bell pretty much every time.
Well, it's another young player getting an opportunity in Arizona, and they kind of have to build their team around that. And You know, you would hope that he eventually, because they got a great defenseman in Oliver Ekman-Larsson, that maybe all the young players can come together. But as we've seen in Edmonton, eventually you need some experienced veterans to help the young kids.
Yeah, definitely. And that's where Shane Doan comes in. And you know, they get Alex Tanguay in that trade with Colorado last week. He's been great. So it's having guys like that, you're right. You got to have those guys to kind of teach the youngsters. And so far, like you said, it was working for the first half of the season. It's still working now. They're just not quite getting the wins. But long term, they should be in a good spot.